When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. Hey guys, so I've been on the go lately and with being on the go as much as I am, I'm starting to really identify some patterns that I thought I got rid of, but maybe not. So this podcast is really dedicated to the things that I do in order to achieve a little pick-me-up. So there are some of you out there that can totally relate to this, but I have a little note in my phone notes, you know? You know that little tab where you can hit the little notepad and you can write little notes to yourself? Well, I have one that's purely dedicated to little nuggets of wisdom that I've learned. I'm choking. Sorry. That I've sort of accumulated over a period of time that kind of helped me pull out of a fucked up state, for lack of a better word. You know, sometimes I get it. It's interesting what happens biologically to your body when you are traveling so much, because if you're doing things like for me, I'm teaching, I'm sort of in this season of speaking, teaching, getting emails while I'm recording a podcast. And I find that it's so much activation. It's so much input. It's so invigorating and it's so activating. And I think it's really fun and it's exciting. And I'm meeting some really incredible people and I'm getting to meet more of you listeners when I'm out in the world, which is pretty awesome. By the way, if you ever see me out in the world or you come to an event, please do tell me that you listen to the podcast, because it's so awesome to hear that there's people out there, you single person listening to this, which is really great. So anyway, I was reading through some of these little nuggets and I was thinking, wow, like I need to record a podcast that's purely dedicated to going over some of these things that help me pull out of, you know, that inner critic cycle where I start to maybe feel depleted. And, you know, sometimes when your body feels depleted, your mind wants to make sense of what your body is feeling. And so you might go into the proverbial downward spiral. And so I'll read a couple that I have, and I have them here. So one of them is, it's a quote by Danielle Laporte. And I think this was an interview that she did. It wasn't the one that she did with us here, but it was on another podcast where she talked about, don't wait to be yourself. You got something to give now. Deep service is a guarantee for deep joy. And I love that so much because it's so true. And it reminds me of what Simon Sinek said to me here on this podcast just two years ago. It's almost 2 years ago, one of the earlier episodes. And I remember him saying that we don't get to decide when we're present. We are present when we're in the service of others. Therefore, they get to decide when we're present, not us. And I love that. I love that Danielle speaks to this idea of deep service. And I find it for myself when I'm feeling helpless, you help someone. And that's sort of this framework around fulfillment. I talk about this all the time, that sense of feeling like what you're doing matters. We can sit and create all day long, but if it's not having an impact and if it's not having an effect, then what's the purpose? And so another thing that I constantly repeat to myself, especially in the world of health and wellness, and I meet a lot of really incredible people, and I also meet a lot of people that maybe don't know as much as they say that they know. So one of the things that I always remind myself of, and I have it written down, beware of experts, or be aware that one size fits all, because it doesn't. And this is something that I learned way back when I was studying nutrition and holistic health. It was the framework around bioindividuality and how one person's food is another person's poison, and how we can't have just one size fits all. It doesn't work. Every single person is different. Every single person's needs are different. Every single person's vision is going to be different. Therefore, be aware of the people that tell you that one fix is a fix to all. I've been thinking about that a lot lately because, you know, people ask me questions about podcasting or about teacher trainings or about different types of meditations and why there's so many different schools and which way is right and, well, which is the way that I do it and what time do you wake up? And I appreciate all of those questions. I really do. And I think just as many options as there are that many solutions to everyone. It's not just one way of doing things. You know, there are different things that are going to work for different people. And what I find to be the most compelling question is, what do you think is going to be the best? What feels like it's going to be the best fit for you? What feels like is going to be most effective? And one of the last things that I sort of mind prep myself with is asking myself the question, what does it look like in your life if you dare to have a dream? So sometimes if I'm feeling a little off center, or if I'm feeling like everything I do is just working at a glacial pace, or I'm so swamped and overwhelmed that I don't want to do anything, I just ask myself that question. I just start to envision what that ideal is, like where I want to go, Why am I not there? How do I get there? And just really allowing my mind to be as expansive as possible without setting the parameters of a timeline, or, oh, this can't happen because of that, or, oh, I can't dream about this because this needs to happen first. I really allow myself to just be free in that moment, especially when I'm feeling depleted or I'm feeling like nothing's working. It's like, what would your life look like if you just dared to have a dream? Just sit with that for a little while. And then when in doubt, you can meditate on it, which really helps me. So anyway, those are some of the things that are at the top of my notes, the top of my little sort of wisdom nugget notes, and they're really helpful. So I thought I would share them with you because I thought it was a good idea, and I hope that they help. Is there something missing in your life? Is there something that you want to do in the world to create an impact but feel that it's overwhelming? So many of us walk through life feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, tired, and desperate for a deeper connection, but don't quite know how to achieve the things that we want in life. Join us this spring at the Dunskey Castle in Scotland for 7 days of yoga, meditation, and yoga nidra, all focusing on finding your life's purpose. During our time together, we will learn how and when to take action, how to lead from our heart and not our head, how to break up with our inner critic for good, and dive deep into learning about desire and discipline and how this creates a purposeful life. For more information, go to radicallyloved.com, or you can message us at info@radicallyloved.com, subject Scotland. We'll see you soon. Hey listeners, we need your support. Help us by subscribing and rating to this podcast. Send us a snapshot of your review or comment, and we will send you a very special Radically Loved gift. Send your comment to info@radicallyloved.com. You can also click on the show notes here on this podcast for more information. If you want to be part of our community, please click the link to our private Facebook group on the show notes of this particular podcast so you can be the first to hear of upcoming trainings, retreats, and special Radically Loved events. Thanks so much for listening.